Welcome to Shomar Shavah and Adav, she responds to Luinish Basan Biakashom and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Yotes. The Gemara Amud Beis has a discussion. Do we say that a Maimer can be done Baal Korcho? Can a Maimer be done forcefully to a Yevoma? And the Gemara says, maybe you should learn Maimer is similar to a regular Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin de Almo Midaito, regular Kiddushin needs to be done with the Das of the woman. So also the Kiddushin of Yevoma needs to be done with Das. Or we learn from Bia. And the same way the Bia can be done by Al-Korcho, also the Kiddush can be done by Al-Korcho. Rashi over here says, how do we know the Kiddush and Dalma, regular Kiddushim, you need to have her Das? Says Rashi, because it says in the Pasuk, V'holcho v'hoiso li'ish acher, midaiso mashma. She could go marry somebody else, it depends on her, she can do it in her own volition that she wants to come and marry another person. Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer, Tziyunim LaToyro, asks a simple question. Many of the Achorim bring this question. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you need to have a das for a woman to marry somebody else? It's a ma'aseh kinyan. If you want to do kinyan, any type of kinyan in the world, you cannot do a kinyan forcefully. You can't force a person to do a kinyan. A person needs to agree. So the same way any other kinyan in the world needs to have das, why should a kiddush of a isha should be different? Why do you need a special pasuk to teach me that a kiddush of a isha needs to be done with das? Rav Yosef Engel brings another question. That we have a rule that an isha is not mechuyov in mitzvah zeh shehazman grom. And the reason brought down the Rishonim is because a woman is obligated to her husband. So she cannot obligate herself with a mitzvah zeh shehazman grom. Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's very nice if a woman is married. But what happens if a woman is not married? So we say, because women that are married are potter, women that are not married are also potter. Says the Yosef Engel, why does that make sense? Mishmo, if she's married, she has what she's mechuyev to. She's obligated, she's subject to somebody else. Her time is not under her rishus. But if she's not married, why should that be batal to the one who's married? Says the Yosef Engel, a big yisoid. When Adam Rishon was born, was created, there was no chava. Why was chava created? Because lo toiv yoyso Adam levandoi, and so lo eza connected. It's not good for Adam to be alone. That's why Kishbuhu gave him a wife. So Chava was created to be a wife. The only reason Chava is created, the whole Yitzira of Aisha, is only to be a wife, is only to be married, to be a spouse. That was the matar, that was the taklis of this creation. So Yimele, Zogiv Yosef Engel, the pshat of a woman is to be a wife, not to be a single woman. Therefore, for a woman, we know that mitzvah zeh shehazman grom, because when she's married, she's subject to somebody else. What happens if she's not married? When she's not married, she's not in the tachlis in yana. She's supposed to be married. And that's the reason the Rashi tells us, you need a special pasuk to tell me that she cannot be married forcefully. Because it's not a regular kinyan. Here, her whole essence is to be married. So I would think it could be done even without her das, because that's what she needs to be, that's what she's supposed to be. I always heard this yisoid from my father, Shlita. My father said, that's the pshat, that in Shidduchim, there's a very big difference when you're dealing with a boy, you're dealing with a girl. You're dealing with a boy, you're in Shidduchim, okay? When you're dealing with a girl, the whole mishpacha gets involved. And everybody gets very worried, everybody's concerned, and everybody's pushing. Because a woman not being married, that's not the natural way that's supposed to be. The yitzir of a isha is as a spouse, as a isha, Chava was created to be mashed in the chisaron of loy tovi oisa odom levadri. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.